Part 1. Trade and Exploration, 1360 to 1780. Giovanni de' Medici, 1360 to 1429. In founding the Medici Bank, the largest financial institution in 15th century Europe, Giovanni de' Medici established the power base for the House of Medici. The family acquired vast wealth and political influence, becoming hereditary rulers of Florence and great patrons of the arts, architecture, and the sciences. The Medici originated from the Mugello region of northern Tuscany, Italy. By the 14th century, many of the family had moved to Florence, where they were involved in its burgeoning banking sector. However, they were by no means the wealthiest family in a city that was becoming the greatest financial center in Europe. Giovanni de' Bici de' Medici was born around 1360. His father was not particularly successful, and when he died of plague in 1363, his estate amounted to only 6 florins to divide among his 5 sons. The Medici Bank. Giovanni started his career in 1382 as an apprentice to his kinsman, Fieri di Cambio de' Medici, who owned a bank in Florence. Giovanni was sent to work at its branch in Rome, servicing the needs of the bishops and cardinals who attended the papal court. He was so successful that he became its manager after 3 years, then a junior partner, and eventually took over from Vieri altogether by using his dowry to buy Vieri's stake. In 1393, Giovanni established the Rome branch of the bank as his own independent firm, taking on Benedetto di Lipaccio de Bardi, a member from another powerful Florentine banking family, as his partner. 4 years later, he moved the bank's head office to Florence, effectively founding the Medici Bank. The Rome branch continued to operate and was soon joined by new banks in Naples and Venice. Giovanni adopted a cautious business strategy and prioritized consolidation over rapid expansion. In addition to his banking business, he also purchased properties in Florence, farmland in Tuscany, mines, and 2 woolen cloth workshops. Politics and power. Giovanni was popular with the citizens of Florence and tried to avoid political intrigue. He reluctantly served as a member of the civic government in 1402, 1408, and 1411, and only took up the prestigious office of gonfaloniere, titular head of Florence's government, once, in 1421. In 1420, Pope Martin V appointed the Medici Bank to act as papal bankers, which was crucial to the growing prosperity and power of the Medici family. That same year, Giovanni formally withdrew from the banking business. While his sons Cosimo and Lorenzo began to take on the signing of contracts, he continued to act as an advisor, ensuring a smooth transition. Giovanni urged his sons to remain aloof from civic politics, advising them to become involved only if absolutely necessary. A modest man, Giovanni was made Count of Monteverde by Martin V in 1422, but he didn't use the title, preferring to remain a citizen. Medici's legacy. Giovanni contributed significantly to the improvement of Florence with several charitable projects, including a hospital for orphans. At the time of his death in 1429, Giovanni's careful succession plans ensured that the Medici Bank carried on its business without disruption and would, under the stewardship of his more able son Cosimo, continue to expand throughout Italy and beyond. He died exceedingly rich in money, but still more in good fame and the best wishes of mankind. Niccolò Machiavelli, 1526. I have not only maintained my reputation, but increased my influence. Giovanni de' Medici, 1429. Milestones. Begins career. Apprentice to banker Vieri di Cambio de' Medici in 1382 and moves to work at his bank's Rome branch. Founds Medici Bank. In 1397, moves bank's head office, now in his control, from Rome to Florence as an independent firm. Court's influence.